The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, a statutory body under the Government of India, is inviting applications for the empanelment of arbitrators for a period of 5 years. Interested applicants fulfilling the necessary qualifications and conditions are invited to submit their applications along with the required documents in a sealed envelope. The envelope should be clearly marked with applications for empanelment of arbitrator. Applications must reach the director A&F, WDRA, at the following address, which is given on the website within 30 days from the publication of this notice in the Employment News. For more information and updates, please visit the official website at www.wdra.gov.in. National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, invites applications from Indian nationals for the position of Senior Consultant, Disaster Management and Mitigating Program on a contractual basis. This position is attached to DM3, Ministry of Home Affairs, and the candidate will be working with NDMA in New Delhi. The selected individual will be responsible for overseeing disaster management and mitigating programs. The maximum age limit is 50 years or 62 years for retired government employees. The selected candidate will be paid a remuneration of 1,25,000 to 1,75,000 rupees per month. Interested candidates must submit their resume within 20 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Applicants must also apply through the NDMA website. For more details and to apply online, please visit http://ndma.gov.in. National Museum, New Delhi, a subordinate office under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, invites applications for the post of a conservator, Group A gazetted non-ministerial. This position is on a deputation basis and comes under Level 11 as per the 7th CPC pay matrix. Applications are open to existing government officials only. The maximum age limit for this post is 56 years. Interested candidates must submit their applications through proper channels to the administrative officer, National Museum, Janpath, New Delhi, 110011. Applications must reach within 60 days from the publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. For further details, including educational qualifications, experience and age limits, please visit www.nationalmuseumindia.gov.in. Sam Higginbotham University of Agriculture, Technology and Sciences, Prayagraj, invites applications for several positions at its Krishi Vigyan Kendra. The available positions include Senior Scientist Cum Head, KVK, Program Assistant, Computer, Stenographer, Grade 3, and Driver, T1. The last date for submission of applications is 30 days from the date of this advertisement. For detailed qualifications, salary and age limits, candidates are encouraged to visit the university's website at www.shuats.edu.in. National Institute of Technical Teachers Training and Research, Chennai, invites applications for various positions available. Technical Assistant Grade 2 Junior Electronics Technician and Technical Assistant Grade 2 Graphic Assistant, both in Pay Level 5, and Junior Secretariat Assistant Hindi Typist in Pay Level 2. The Technical Assistant position are reserved for visual impairment and locomotor disability, while the Junior Secretariat Assistant position is reserved for hearing impairment. Candidates can find further details and apply through the official website, that is at https://www.nittrc.ac.in. Heavy Vehicles Factory, HVF, a unit of Armoured Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, a Government of India enterprise under the Ministry of Defence, invites offline applications for the post of Junior Manager contract. This post offers 20 vacancies with a remuneration of 30,000 rupees per month along with other allowances. The position is on a fixed tenure contract basis. Candidates should submit their applications within 21 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For detailed information, including job specifications, qualifications, and the application process, please visit the website, that is at www.avnl.co.in. Indian Institute of Geomagnetism, IIG, an autonomous body under the Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, has announced walk-in interviews for several positions. The available posts include Consultant, Project Associate 1, Research Associate 1, and JRF Project. The positions are temporary for 1 year, extendable based on performance. Interested candidates can visit the IIG website for detailed eligibility criteria, application forms, and other relevant information. Kindly go on to https://iigm.res.in/careers/position. Northeastern Police Academy, NEPA, Meghalaya, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Additional Director on deputation basis. The position is classified as General Central Service Group A Cassetted, non-ministerial. Applications in the prescribed biodata format along with relevant documents should be submitted within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Detailed eligibility, criteria, qualifications, and the application format available on the NEPA website, that is at https://nepa.gov.in. Indian Ports Association, IPA, is seeking candidates for the position of Director, Cruise Development and Secretary, Cruise Bharat Mission, under a fixed-term employment contract for 3 years, with the possibility of a 2-year extension based on performance. Interested candidates should review the detailed advertisement available on the IPA website. The last date for application submission is 29th May 2025 and the website is www.ipa.nic.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.